Hey, this is Jumo, and you're now watching Growing Up Italian.
Growing Up Italian.
Growing Up Italian.
Growing Up Italian podcast.
Growing Up Italian.
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 Growing Up Italian podcast.
Growing Up Italian.
Growing Up Italian.
Growing Up Italian podcast.
Growing Up Italian. Woo!
Jersey in the building. Central Jersey.
Central Jersey.
It really is a thing. And we every time we have a guest from Jersey, it's like...
Yeah, it really is a thing.
It really is a thing.
Or it really isn't a thing. It's one or the other. I'm
born and raised Central Jersey.
Julia, I feel like my TikTok feed has literally been straight Julia content. Because I'm always looking for Italian content to post.
Yeah.
I'm growing up Italian. So I'm searching Italian and it's like... Julia Morinari.
Oh,
Jumo,
well,
yeah. Jumo.
Rocco's
Jumo.
A tough critic, too. Like,
yeah.
On what's Italian? What
I don't think I featured you on the page yet, on the big page.
Do you think my videos are Italian enough?
Like, yeah. I mean, you're asking your uncle for, you know, instructions here and there.
Yeah. I mean, people argue that it's Italian-American, which it is.
No, I mean, I love
There's
the content.
Wrong with
I enjoy
that, though.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. I mean, you know. Jersey, so
yeah, Central Jersey. It's nice, nice.
You know, the other day when I had pork roll for the first time,
for the first time, you call it pork roll.
Wait, right? Taylor Ham?
It's not Taylor Ham.
Because I was in Atlantic City and I've never tried it before, and I saw it on the menu, so I was like, let's take a spin at this thing. So it's basically ham meets salami together.
I don't really know if it's ham meets salami.
How would you explain it?
I don't know. You're putting me on the spot there.
Listen, I'm one for one. I only had it one time.
I don't think you can categorize it. I think it's just pork roll. It's just a.
It's like a spicy ham though.
But
like a little kick. A little kick.
What's like the
not spicy, but has a kick.
Really, I've never.
It has a little bite to it. You know.
You know what some people do that I think is so weird.
What?
They'll put pork roll and cream cheese on a bagel.
Well, that's like. I could see that though.
And cream cheese?
Like ham and cream cheese was a big thing.
Oh, I've never heard
bacon
of ham
and cream cheese.
Cheese
was a big thing.
I've had bacon and cream cheese is fire.
Bacon and
Don't
cream
knock
cheese?
It till you try it. Maybe not pork roll.
And one of the menu items, because she said that, I was going to order this, but it was like jalapeno cream cheese.
Oh, I've had that.
Egg.
That's good.
And pork roll. Oh. So the jalapeno scared me. And there was cheddar cheese too.
Well, I mean, maybe if you think of the cream cheese more as just like a cheese. I don't know.
I'm not a big fan of egg sandwiches with cream cheese, though.
Yeah, I've
there's a time and a place.
Yeah, that sounds
so
gross.
So what's your ideal egg sandwich, then?
It's like, going to be the most New York answer for me.
Meat, egg, cheese.
Yeah.
So it could be sausage patty, egg, and cheddar. Or bacon. I hate how everybody's bacon, egg, and cheese, bacon, egg, and cheese. I've had that plenty of times, but there's nothing wrong with ham, egg, and cheese, you know? Or a sausage patty, egg, and cheese.
Yeah.
But meat, egg, cheese.
Wait, what's yours, then?
Pork roll, egg, and cheese.
Pork roll, egg, and cheese. That's so weird to hear.
See, like, I've never had a pork roll, egg, and cheese in my life.
Do you know what a flagel is?
It's a flat bagel.
Yeah, I get it on a flat everything bagel.
Flat. That's your go-to order.
Yeah.
No
What's
ketchup?
What's the point of the flat bagels?
Oh, yeah. SPK.
SPK.
Yeah,
okay, SPK. That's a New York thing.
Do you really say SPK? Though?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I walk in.
SPK?
You know why? You know why? Because she works in the food business, so she like...
Yeah, but you know what? But sometimes they ask me, they say SPK, and I'm like, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird to say.
I think New Yorkers are just exaggerated, like salt, pepper, ketchup.
Nah,
salt, pepper, ketchup.
That's king, bro. Bacon, egg, and cheese, salt, pepper, ketchup. There's nothing better.
No.
Nothing better.
No.
I've never said SPK, though.
No, SPK is crazy.
You've never said SPK.
That's too much Gen Z vibes. You know what I mean?
That's not Gen Z at all.
That's a ticket writer.
yeah. That's what I'm saying. Because you work in a pizzeria, you're not going to write pepperoni. You're going to write
pep.
Pie with pep.
Yeah,
or P or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, that's also like me saying LOL, like in this conversation.
Well, I don't say LOL either.
No, I know, but
that's
I...
That's been phased out. My
one of my buddies from Italy, I guess because we always type LOL, he literally said LOL one time in a conversation. I was like, wait.
Yo, that's funny, bro, LOL.
He goes, bro, LOL, bro. I was like, you mean, ha, ha, ha.
You could laugh, my brother, you could laugh. But back to the content now. Flooded on my feed. How did that all begin? Because you definitely didn't start just with food, right?
No. So, I've always just posted TikToks because I like posting. I like being creative, and it's like an outlet for me. But, I was at Rutgers, and the food at Rutgers is horrible. Not to like, not Rutgers.
All college.
Any college campus food is going to be bad,
Yeah, so what I would do is on my free time, free nights, I would drive back home, and make myself like a pizza or some lunch or some dinner at the restaurant. That's what I would do. And I like making videos. So one day I was just in there making a pizza and my dad was there and I made a video of me making a pizza and it was just for fun. Like, you know, today I do it for fun because I have so much fun doing it. Mm-hmm. But, and the first one did well, it didn't do that well, but I just kept posting them and eventually it just started picking up.
How long have you been posting on social media? Like with pizza content, I should say.
I'd say since end of November, I think. But it didn't really become a thing until like January.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not a lot of time at all. But
I was thinking about this the other day. Mm. And I don't think I've seen this level of somebody being viral. Mm. Like in the Italian community especially.
Besides Kush.
QCP arguably. But that blow up has been insane. Yeah. It's like I told Bean, I was like, "Yo, we need this girl on the podcast."
Oh, I appreciate it.
First and foremost, your content's great. I love that you're learning a word and then cooking it. Yeah. Like, how do you say this? Chicken scarpiello. Okay, scarpiello.
Yeah, that's my dad.
Real quick, your dad or your uncle, you know, helping you out with the Italian.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then your editing is funny too because it's like sped up. It's not even like normal speed.
Yeah, well, you know what's funny is like I make a bunch of little cuts and. And because the videos are normally over 10 minutes long.
Damn.
And then I make a bunch of little cuts, put them together, and then to make it go even faster, I'll put it on 1.1 speed.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's because how you lose some time, right? Condensing a little bit.
Exactly, because I have, like, too many clips that I want in it.
It changes your voice a little bit, though, no? Like,
it doesn't make it higher, but it almost adds, like, an effect to it.
Because me, when I do that, I make... it changes my voice, like... high pitched.
Yeah.
When I try to do that for myself.
Yeah. I try to do it just enough where people don't realize that it's sped up, but it's,
It is sped up.
So that is a family pizzeria, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I feel like you never plug it though. Like, what's going on with that?
They got to give you a percentage, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, I don't know.
Honestly, though, that. She's doing it right. I've been plugging it in and I got nothing on paper. 20 years.
Yeah, we'll have to cut a deal.
Nice check, Pops. Come on.
Yeah, for sure. Uh-huh. No, I mean, I'll probably start plugging it a little bit. Yeah.
No, but what I want to say is you could be at just some random pizzeria. Nobody would know.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming it's
a
pizzeria.
Well, because I'm at the same one every day. You know, I'm not just taking over.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And, you know, the kitchen is like, I feel like it's like your kitchen now.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, is it?
That's my space.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When is it like content time? You have a set hours, or is it like...
No, it's just really when the pizza station isn't being used, like, you know, at closing, typically. All right. That's what I'm
talking about. Dad, do you ever get frustrated?
Rush hour. She's like, I got to make a video.
I work in 12 hours. And then she shows up. Like,
yeah, no, I've kept him there until like 2 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but...
But it's not just pizza content.
No,
you're making a lot of pizzas, obviously. That's your specialty.
That's my specialty, because that's what I started off doing. But even at home... I've been doing
so you made some tiramisu at home?
Yeah. I made like good. Lasagna and, pastina.
Yeah, nice.
Meatballs. I make a lot of pasta from scratch.
Homemade, yeah,
homemade pasta.
I think that's another thing. Classic. You're probably making a lot of guys fall in love when, you know. They're like, oh my God, she can cook. That's like automatically.
We see a girl cooking right away. We're like, oh my God, the girl of my dreams.
I'm going to marry her, Mom. I'm going to marry her.
Yeah, but I don't know. I've just kind of been cooking my whole life.
Yeah.
You know? Like being in the restaurant, like, so basically, my parents were always working all the time. Mm-hmm. So there was, I had to go to the restaurant because, I wasn't being watched at home. Mm-hmm. And that's where, I mainly learned a lot.
Yeah, you observed from your parents who was cooking in the back. And then I guess naturally it came to you.
Yeah, just naturally.
That's like me and Sabino probably behind the deli, with the grill. I used to make egg sandwiches. Yeah. But I used to watch my dad do it, and then I started whipping it up. You know, child labor was definitely a thing.
It's funny because, like, they never really taught me how to turn on the grill.
Yeah.
And I opened up, like, one Sunday, and I put the grill on too high. And all of a sudden, I put the oil, and boom, like, a fire started.
There goes your
like,
eyebrows.
Oh, and I just threw water, and it made it worse.
Yeah, no, you're not supposed
to. I thought I was going to burn down the whole store.
Oh, that could have been
bad. But no one taught me. Mm. Wait, then I finally got it down.
That's where your hair went?
That's where I lost my hair. You guys are laughing a little too hard.
I had to.
He had that same 310 episodes.
He was waiting for that.
He's like, but yeah, that's how it happened. That's how my hairline went back.
Yeah.
But yeah. So it's funny because we learn, but we don't really learn. Yeah. So we jump into it, you know?
Yeah, it's a lot of like from experience, you know?
Yeah.
Got to learn the hard way a lot. You know?
Well, I love how we still didn't mention the pizzeria's name, though.
Oh.
So yeah, holding out.
All right, so it's a.
You want me to negotiate it for you?
I'll
negotiate.
Are you worried that people are going to come in and like bombard you? Like,
yes.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Wait. I could see why, though.
So then let's just keep it as it is, then, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, of course, I want people to come in.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know? I appreciate everyone that does come in, but, you know. It's in the back of my head. I actually just recently got a gift sent to the restaurant. It was a phone stand.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Because my phone falls a lot.
That's thoughtful.
That's nice.
No, it was nice.
That was just a random gift? Just
random.
How did they figure it out from the background of your videos?
Yeah.
It's a little scary.
That's wild.
I get calls all the time.
Yeah, but she doesn't even mention anything. That's the craziest part.
I'm sure that there is a lot of people that do
family friends that
too.
Yeah.
It's a small town in Jersey, right?
Well, the restaurant's in Neptune, which I don't know. It's like kind of Neptune by Asbury. City, yeah, Neptune City. It's by Asbury Park, which isn't really like that small. Like a lot of people know Asbury Park.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, well, I think also people know my name, like Julie Molinari. Yeah. They look up Molinari. And they say Molinari's restaurant. So
I was telling you before, that nickname's fire though. Jumo?
Jumo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You thought of that or somebody gave it to you?
So actually, funny story. Before TikTok was even a thing on my radar, I've been a dancer my whole life. I've always danced. That's always been like my number one thing that I've done. Mm-hmm. And at my studio, there was a lot of Julias. And there was me, and then there's one other girl, and we're both named Julia. And so in order to differentiate ourselves when, people were saying Julia, in order to know who they were talking to, I was Jumo because Julia Molinari, like J-U-M-O. Yeah. So at dance, everyone called me Jumo.
And it just stuck.
Yeah. So then when I was creating like a TikTok handle, I was just like, Julia Molinari was already taken.
Right.
So I just used Jumo.
That's crazy.
I'm glad she did that, not the real Julia.
Yeah, I hate
that's what a lot of people would do.
Real Julia Molinari.
Yeah.
Or Molinaro?
Molinari.
Molinari, yeah, okay.
Molinari, and then Molinari.
Yeah, like nobody's going to have that problem with me and Sabino. Like my username is no problem. Yeah. Rocco Lagercio, like who the hell is
somebody has Sabino. I'm mad about that.
Well, Sabino, yeah. That's like her wanting Julia. There's no way. Yeah. Like, the handle Julia, there's no way that you'll be able to get that.
Yeah, that would be sick.
That's on your bucket list?
Yeah, some guy from Brazil. I message him sometimes. Change it.
Hey,
I'll sell you 1,000.
They speak Portuguese in Brazil, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got to learn some Portuguese.
Obrigado.
Obrigado. Yeah, what does that mean?
Is that
thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. Right on, brother.
Sick.
So anything that... off the camera that you like to do besides dancing and,
well, mainly dancing, cooking. But also I really love art and drawing and painting.
Mm.
That's like a little,
hobby. That's a little hobby.
Yeah. I do that a lot.
Are you talented? Like I'd say I would love
to
draw.
Say, is it abstract art? Or
yeah.
No, it's not.
stuff that's like this.
I could do stick figures and stuff. I specialize in those.
Like I think I was actually pretty good because when I was in high school, and even when I was in elementary school, whenever we would do drawings for like a class, the teacher would always keep mine.
You were that student.
So that's how I was like,
Damn. So you are talented then. Naturally, I wish that's one thing I always wanted to do was be able to draw.
I mean, anyone can draw.
Nah, I can't.
I realize I'm not good at anything. I can't draw. I can't write. I can't sing. I'm not really, not talented.
This is a special place for everybody that has talent,
I was always jealous of that.
You're a good talker.
Not being able to sing.
Yeah, you're good at talking. You can make deli sandwiches.
Yeah, he's a good deli boy.
I'd rather be able to sing.
Maybe you should.
Yeah. Anybody could make a sandwich.
You know what's funny?
I disagree with that.
Sandwich is the easiest food
to
make.
No, come on. If I said to somebody, make
the
a ham and cheese.
Easier to make a sandwich is cereal. If you think about it. Yeah. What else is easier than that?
But you know what? There's a lot of people that don't even know how to cook an egg. That's what I got, especially going away to college and meeting
true.
The other young people. They don't even know how to cook an egg.
Or boil an egg.
Yeah, boil an egg.
If you don't know boil an egg, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Some people don't.
That's crazy to me.
Or like cook pasta. Like you just drop it in the
water. Pasta and eggs are like boiling an egg and cooking pasta should be the same level. But I think a lot of people get tricked out with the sauce. Because making a sauce from scratch is harder than just boiling.
Yeah.
7 minutes. Like, you can just put a timer, seven minutes. Mm.
Yeah.
Boom, done.
Speaking of sauce, what's your favorite type of sauce?
My favorite type of sauce? I gotta go with like a good marinara.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like in general, like on a pasta marinara, on a pizza marinara, obviously.
Yeah. But I mean, like, why are you saying no?
Oh, I'm getting in the hot mic.
I made it yesterday, but no, you always get something different at the restaurant.
Oh, well, yeah. Like, I mean, I always change. Like, I shouldn't say I really have a favorite because there's so many that I like.
Yeah, so many.
But I'm always changing it up. I like
it. Little Alfredo. You get Alfredo?
Yeah. A little Alfredo. Yeah. Carbonara.
Yeah, carbonara's fire.
How do you make carbonara? Because that's like a big trend.
Oh, yeah. I know how to make carbonara.
You make it with the egg?
Yeah. It's the egg yolk, not the egg. And you whisk it in with some
cheese.
Yeah, with some like pecorino, parmesan. What do you think is better, pecorino or parmesan?
Pecorino Romano. That's what we use in the restaurant.
Yeah.
I remember a lot, like growing up, a lot of places, I didn't know like the real carbonara with the egg until like seeing these videos in Italy, because I used to see all the restaurants like use whip, like the cream.
No, you never put cream in carbonara. That's
a lot
fake.
Of people do.
No, you never do that.
And then with bacon instead of like pancetta too.
No.
A lot of people do.
It's a sin.
I don't agree with it, but
yeah.
I can't lie and say I never saw it before.
Yeah.
Then you get older and now, you know, I think we have a complex when we post on social media because angry Italians are just waiting for us.
Yeah.
Like in the bushes.
Do you look at the comments sometimes?
That's my uncle.
Yeah,
he's always calling me a stupid American.
Oh my god, that's nice. Yeah. Che stupido americano, eh? Che americano. Now, so speaking of Italian, now you got to talk to us about your roots. What's your background here?
So most of my family comes from Campania in Italy, and I'm third generation Italian. So my great grandparents came over here. Some of them, Brooklyn? Bensonhurst.
Bellenhurst.
Yeah, that's a new name. Bensonhurst. Queens.
Campania region?
Yeah.
Because looking at your videos, we actually spoke off camera. You're on your mother's side.
Atene Lucana.
Atene Lucana, which is like a half hour from my parents' hometown. Ooh. So, that's close. We're paisans pretty much. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's a big city in Campania, believe it or not.
I mean, I've never been, but
because there's all little hills.
Mm. Yeah. So you should definitely go visit. You'll love it.
I'm planning on going hopefully in a month.
Awesome.
Next month I want to go.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah. I hope you do.
It's an amazing experience. Like during the tourist season.
Yeah, right before tourist season.
I want the local experience.
Yeah,
you'll get it over there.
Yeah,
in that area you have like Athena, Sila Consilina, and like that's like 30 minutes from the beaches. But you have like Sapri, Palinuro. It's all there. Like you just rent the car and go crazy. Yeah.
Well, the reason I say that, like I'm asking for your background, is because you don't really post that. Like you're
Italian background?
Yeah, no, like I don't see an Italian flag in your bio.
Well, I should have one, right?
Rock is looking for it.
No. It's just because I'm like, okay. I'm gonna take a shot.
But in the last name, bro.
Even if you weren't Italian, I wanted you on the podcast because you're in a pizzeria. Doesn't get more Italian than that.
We'll make it
your
Italian.
Last name's Molinari, so it's like my chances were, you know, that you're Italian. Italian. Yeah.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
You got mad followers. Yeah. That's a dressed elephant. Yeah. Well, what's crazy for us is when we saw your page, like you didn't do any collabs or any podcasts or anybody yet.
I haven't done anything.
So that's why for us, when we see something like that, we're like. This is great because we kind of get the exclusive, like your story for the first time.
Yeah.
Because there's so much stuff people don't know.
Yeah.
So I guess that's why we're here today.
First podcast. Yeah. It's amazing. Podcast, I was telling you, I love when it's the first time that we have somebody that, you know, it's their first ever appearance on a podcast.
Mm-hmm. And, I'm happy to be here.
No, you're a natural.
You came to the right place.
All
right.
Yeah. No,
salute you.
Yeah. That's it. You're a natural. You know, no nerves. I like that.
What do you think is something your followers want to know? That they don't.
That's a great question.
Ooh, that's a loaded question.
Maybe
I can get a fresh quality pizza with the freshest ingredients. I'm talking like homemade dough, pecorino romano grated in house.
Of course.
Where?
Cause Anthony's Coal Fired Pizza and Wings. That coal fire is at the heart of who they are.
Oh, they're that spot that's located all in the Northeast, and they have a bunch in Florida, right?
Yep.
Man. I love when you have a good recommendation for once.
Crispy, crunchy, savory, and sweet. Order what you want on Uber Eats.
Listen, guys, from now to the end of the year,
December 31st. On the Uber Eats app, you go to Anthony and Sampanini shop, and you get a nice $25 off.
When you use the code Panini.
Gotta use the code Panini.
Terms apply. See app for details. We're very excited to announce a long-term partnership with De Soto Gastronomia out from Australia. These guys got a really, really interesting restaurant.
De Soto has a very interesting story. So they're first generation Italian Australians.
They're basically us in Australia.
De Soto was created in their parents' and grandparents' honor so that they can pay their legacy forward. 100% of their proceeds goes to people in need, charities, and the arts.
De Soto will be supporting us this year, so you know the content's going to be even better.
Bro, and who knows? Maybe at some point we're going to have to take a trip down under, huh?
I was always curious how the Italian Australians made food.
It's time we find out.
Your personal favorite kind of pizza.
My personal favorite kind of pizza. Ooh. I really, and I don't think this is Italian.
That's fine, really like, that's fine.
This is the kind of answer
I really
want.
I really like a good grandma pizza.
Oh, that's
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I love a good
like, grandma pizza. Are you a corner, side, or middle person, though?
Side. I don't like the full corner, but I like an edge across.
Okay, so we actually would get along perfectly then. I love the corner.
You're the corner guy.
He's a big middle guy. Yeah. Psychopath. Yeah. And then you're a side. So we could have a nice pizza together.
Yeah,
no
absolutely.
I roll it like a taco and just go like this with the middle side.
Mm. Yeah, nice. Sauce drenching everywhere. Soggy bottom. Nothing says good pizza like soggy.
What's your opinion on like chicken bacon ranch pizza and... you know, crazy slices, like the Philly cheesesteak slices.
I mean,
chicken and waffle slices.
That's crazy.
I mean, personally, I've never gone to a pizzeria and ordered a crazy slice. I like a good traditional, you know, pizza.
One topping, but, like a pepperoni.
Yeah, but...
or not you even. Know, you just but, cheese but, and sauce.
You know, I did do a chicken vodka parm pizza once.
Fire?
Which it was, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. So
no, it was good. I made it.
Yeah.
Chicken vodka parm is the most trendy thing in an Italian-American spot.
Yeah. Yeah. So true.
And I've seen it. It's crazy because I grew up in a family business too. And I remember the first time, I've never seen anyone sell a chicken vodka sandwich until I made it. And I'm not trying to sound like that guy.
Wow.
But I didn't see it anywhere else.
No, that's true. I agree with you 100%.
Like, I never saw it. And the funny thing is, the first time we made it, we put bacon on it too. Mm. I was like, no, that's this is too much.
Yeah,
too much. So then we started taking off the bacon. So the chicken vodka parm, I never saw anyone make it until we started selling it. And it had to be 15 years ago,
yeah.
12 years ago, something like that.
One day we'll see on Wikipedia. Sabino Curcio
founder of the chicken vodka parm sandwich. But, you know, people get, my buddy New York Nico, he has like a crazy following. And in his bio, I'll say unofficial talent scout of New York. And one time he recorded me, I said the same thing about avocado on sandwiches.
But you started avocado sandwich?
I never seen an avocado sandwich before me.
Wow. That's like just avocado.
That might be a crazy take.
Yeah.
I'll give you the chicken parm, but the avocado.
You know what I saw? I saw a hamburger where the avocado was the bun.
That's crazy.
Like it was like avocado top up, but I don't even know
how. With sesame seeds?
It's like, that's like.
Yeah, I seen that.
That's just like, if you like grab that, you're going to indent your fingers.
Yeah, you're going to get like avocado in your fingernails.
How do you feel about like some of these food trends? Like crazy stuff like that. Like, is there really a place for it?
I think there's a place for it in like an entertainment aspect.
Like stunt food, I'm talking about.
Stunt food?
Yeah, like food that's just made for camera.
You ever see the videos that I react to where it's like somebody's purposely making like a peanut butter jelly with spaghetti and meatballs and
they're
not gonna eat it. You know what I mean? Like Nutella meatballs.
Stunt food.
Who's making Nutella meatballs? You know what I mean? Like when you see videos like that. Do you enjoy them?
And then they pretend they're like acting serious about
it.
They're stunt food, pretending it's a recipe.
Yeah.
I think that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? You know what I think is crazy? This might be like an unpopular opinion, but it's a big thing to put pasta on pizza? Mm-hmm. Like the penne vodka slice.
I hate that.
I think that's crazy because I feel like
carbs on carbs.
Yeah, carbs on carbs. And I feel like the pizza is a vessel for like the cheese and the sauce. Yeah. And the pasta is a vessel for the cheese and the sauce. Yeah. So what's the point of
Do you guys sell that at the pizzeria? Yeah. No. Not allowed?
No, you can never allow that.
Our buddy Nikki Cass. You ever seen Nikki Cass's videos? No. He plays a character that he's like a pizza man. Yeah. And then he has like another character that's a bagel guy. But the pizza guy specifically, he gets a towel and you see him like pretending he's making the pizza.
You're going to see all these guys now.
And then, yeah, now that we're mentioning all this.
Cash only sign. Yeah, he's like, he's in his mom's kitchen.
We should show her
the ZD slice is always sold out, by the way.
Exactly. That's the point of my story. So he plays like two characters. Pull it up, Rock.
Yeah.
But he plays two characters, and one of the characters always gets mad that the ZD sells quick. Mm. He's like, you got to know, the ZD goes quick. So it's so funny because even us downstairs, we know that some food might not be the most traditional, but it sells.
It sells.
So who cares, you know? Mm-hmm. If it sells, it sells. But yeah, I think Rock's going to pull up a video just so you can see our buddy Nikki Cass.
All right, Frank, take it easy. Tell Diana she's
I know this guy.
Yeah. Well, this is not the ZD one.
No, this one worked up. Okay, why? What's your matter? My pizza's no good?
That's like him. Your dad's laughing a little too hard at this.
He's the best. He's using a towel to do it.
Sounds like every guy in my family.
Just shut it. Cash only, though. Not this is Italian, like cash only.
There's ATM across the street, they charge
3%. Yeah. That you probably also own, the ATM. speaking of pizza, Julia, let's have a little fun here.
Okay.
All right. We do a little segment on the show.
Hey!
How you doing?
Sometimes, not all the time. Mm. It's called Overrated, Underrated, or Perfectly Rated.
Okay.
Are you familiar?
A little bit.
Okay. Mm. I'm going to give you a type of pizza. You tell me where it is.
Overrated, underrated, or...
Perfect. In New York, we say a New York slice. Mm. In Jersey, what do you say? New Jersey slice? Like you just say regular?
A slice.
Well, we say a plain slice.
A plain slice.
Like a plain slice.
Okay, yeah. So where do you rank a plain slice of pizza?
Perfectly.
Why?
Because I feel like no one's knocking the plain slice, but it's a great slice, you know? Everyone's getting a plain slice.
Okay.
You know?
Like staple.
Yeah, it's a good staple.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like it's overhyped or underhyped, so I feel like it's perfect where it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that also depends on, like, where it's from, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know...
I've had a plain slice that tastes like cardboard, but then I've had a plain slice that's, you know, Molinari's level.
Mm.
Heavenly. There you go, Pops.
Finally. There it is.
We're gonna send Pops the invoice.
All right, next one. A Sicilian slice.
Underrated.
Why?
There's just nothing like it. At least that I've had, like, you know, that thick crust. And,
yeah.
And, you know, it's got, like...
Nice chew to it.
Yeah, it's got a nice chew to it.
Sauces everywhere.
Yeah. You can, like, you fill up off of, like, you know, less. So you can, like, not less, but, like, you don't need to buy, like, 3 slices, you know?
Yeah.
And, it like, lasts longer in your mouth.
That's so a value play right there.
Yeah.
It's more, bang for your filling.
Book. Yeah.
It's, like, it's very, like, satisfactory.
Right. Know? And last one. A margarita slice. I'm talking Neapolitan style.
Underrated, absolutely.
Underrated,
okay. Absolutely. I think a Neapolitan margarita is like the best pizza you can get.
Mm.
I love a good... I mean, of course, that's also relative to where you get it from. But especially if it's in like a wood-fired oven, you know?
Slaps?
Yeah. So good.
It really is the best.
Yeah.
Although the thing about Neapolitan pizza, a lot of people go for that, you know, pizza that's stable, like it like... Like, you know, you hold it and it doesn't flop. Like, no flop pizza.
Yeah.
You're talking about Portnoy style.
Yeah, like a Portnoy style pizza. But a Neapolitan pizza is supposed to have flop to it, you know? Yeah. Like, it's... But
meanwhile, you see Italians, like, eat with a fork and a knife.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Eat with a fork and a knife. And I don't think that takes away from it. I think that's just a different style of pizza. So I think a lot of people think, oh, you know, it's got flop, you know, can't hold it up. Like, it's not a good pizza.
Right.
But it is a good pizza.
That is the cleanest pizza, though. It's just flour, water, straight to the point. And... Not overwhelmed with
it's
cheese.
Simple.
Yeah.
The grease isn't everywhere.
Yeah, you taste all the flavors. You
right.
know? You know,
and you have a whole pie. Like, it's meant to be that you have this whole, you know, this amount versus like just 3, you know, like 1, 2.
Right.
You're meant to have this by yourself.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing you bring up. How many slices do you think you could have in one sitting?
What like kind of pizza?
Regular pizza.
Like a regular, like
New York slice.
Like 8 slices, triangle.
Well, actually, I've eaten a whole pie by myself.
Yeah?
It's supposed to be so cool to be a girl and be able to say, like, yeah, I got to me to be like, what a fat bastard. You really need to be on the wall.
Of course you won the challenge.
For her, it's like, wow.
No, I felt
so amazing.
Yeah. But I'd say typically if I'm like going to like get a slice of pizza from a pizzeria, mm-hmm. I'd say like two slices.
Okay.
But also, like, when you go to a pizzeria, well, yeah. The slices are bigger, you know? Mm-hmm.
Right.
But if
right.
I'm, like, going to a restaurant, again, like, you know,
yeah,
like, three slices.
Do you usually have, like, are you a big eater? Or you have a big appetite?
I have big eyes.
Okay, yeah. So, eyes are always bigger.
So if you're hungry, you order, like, everything, right?
Oh, yeah. Or, like, when I'm home, like, because I cook a lot of my own food, mm-hmm. I'll make, like, four separate meals because I'm like, well, if I get bored of that one, I need to eat this one, and I'm gonna eat this one too fast, so I need to have this one
variety. Need a little variety.
Yeah, I need the variety, so I'll make like four different meals, and then it'll end up like sitting on the stove all day.
Nice,
come
nice.
Downstairs and start screaming.
You come home to nice home cooked meals.
Lately, yeah.
Yeah, it's been good.
I'm like, what are you making tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I got six options for you, Dad. All right, so we're gonna play another game now. Okay. We're gonna blind rank some pizza toppings. Mm. So I'm gonna give you one. And one to five, you tell me where you would put it on that list.
Five being best, one being worst.
Five being worst.
Oh, five being the worst.
One being the best, because number one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so well, you're gonna
well,
rank
I was thinking
it?
Like stars, like five stars, one star.
No. Like you're ranking number one is
okay,
this
so
top.
Like power rankings.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. All right. First one is pepperoni.
Three.
Right in the middle.
Well, right in the middle, because I like pepperoni on pizza. But I would always go for like sobrasada on pizza first.
Mm. Okay, but you never know if that's gonna be an option.
Marco's never giving you that one. Now.
You don't know if that's gonna be an option.
Oh my God.
Yeah. No. I mean, blind break. You could be right. You could be wrong. Olives.
Two.
Yeah. Above pepperoni.
I like the.
She has no choice. What, you gonna like put it at four? Four. Right.
Oh. Okay.
Are you happy with that answer?
You're good with two. It's the second favorite right now.
Rocco loves this kind of content because he's like, right, he knows how controversial it is.
Well, I might have to readjust.
No, you can't. It's locked in. It's blind ranking.
Once she could change from two to four.
All right. Well, yeah, right now you can.
Pepperoni's locked in.
I'll change olives to four.
Okay. Well, I feel like I changed your decision now.
Yeah, no, just keep, all right.
Yeah?
No, it's fine.
Keeping it at four or keeping it at two?
I'm not going to say peep the rest of this.
All right. You've seen this, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sausage. Oh, your least favorite.
Least favorite.
Why?
I just, I'm not a big fan of sausage.
But you like sopressata, you said.
I love sopressata.
But it's different, right?
I don't like the fennel seed in sausage.
Yeah, I see.
I agree.
On pizza.
I agree 1,000% on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so right now we have three pepperoni, four olives,
five sausage.
Well, we got better pray for two bangers right now, right?
Yeah. Hail Mary.
Next one is mushrooms.
Are you kidding me? There's no way.
This is the biggest sneak attack in history.
There's no way. Wait
till you see the last one.
You guys see the last one.
No, mushrooms does not deserve number two. Wait, so I don't have a choice.
It's going to have to go there.
I feel like the next one's going to be like really bad.
Yeah, it is.
And last but not least, and coming at number one, pineapple, baby. Yeah. How's that for a top five?
Rocco is literally like, he set this podcast up, and he said, this is going to be my clip. He just knew what he wanted.
Wait, so that's your unofficial one. What's your official of those five?
My
give me your best toppings for you.
Oh, like, should I rank, like, top five best?
No, you don't have to rank them. Just whatever you like the most.
I love peppers and onions.
Oh, okay.
I love sopressata, obviously.
Yeah, that's number one for me.
And then honestly, I love basil and I don't know if you'd consider that topping, but like, you know,
that's mandatory.
A little garnish.
Do you eat you actually like eat the basil though?
Yeah, I don't take it off.
Really?
I take it off.
Yeah, when I see that, it's like, oh,
I see it on my cute.
Yeah, that's cute.
I really love eggplant on pizza actually.
Okay.
I feel like that's good. Like
it's a little heavy for me. The eggplant.
Like fried eggplant.
Not even fried. Just like really thinly sliced.
Oh, eggplant. Grilled like grilled with oil vinegar type with garlic.
You slice it thin.
Yeah.
And you put it on the pizza and you drizzle some olive oil and salt on top of it and it goes right in the wood fired oven.
350 degrees, 15 minutes. No, that's probably gonna burn it, right?
No. Actually the wood fired oven is what, like 560?
560?
Yeah, like 600. 600, yeah, it cooks in like 2 seconds. Yeah.
Yeah. So you must have been making pizzas, because I see that motion. That's not like, oh, I just started making pizza.
No, that's technique.
Yeah, that takes a while. Can I learn how to do that?
Yeah.
I feel like that's like a talent right there. Because when I do pizza at home, I'll get pizza dough at a pizzeria. Yeah. I'm like, all right, it's game time, baby. I'll do it, and that thing is not moving. It's like, you have to put flour all over, right?
No, you mean to make it not
stick. I want to stretch it. Like, I'm trying to stretch it so it fits the tray.
You got to put flour on it.
Got it,
you
right?
You need the flour, yeah. And then when I go to put it on the pizza peel, so that I can, you know,
oven.
Maybe Julie could give us a step-by-step of how to make pizza at the house, if you really want.
Oh, at the house.
Oh, homemade, yeah.
Like homemade pizza, yeah.
So not at the restaurant, at the house.
Like, yeah, let's say there's some, you know, hipster that's trying to make his own pizza at home.
Right.
What's the step-by-step of how to do that?
Why hipster? I do that.
We were talking about hipsters with Eric last week.
Oh, yeah. Naturally.
Now we might as well.
All right. So, yeah, how does somebody at home make pizza?
Well, it starts with a good pizza dough. Good ingredients is, like, key. You need good ingredients, you know. Don't go to the store and get, like, Pillsbury pizza dough. You know, you
why? It's pretty good, no? No. I've done that before. No. It tastes delicious.
No.
Kraft Parmesan cheese on top.
You're killing me right
now. No, I'm kidding. You think I actually do that?
Maybe.
A lot of flour, because you don't want it, because you want it, you got to be able to stretch it nicely. Right. You don't want to make it too thick. I feel like a lot of people make, when they're stretching out pizza dough, they make it too thick.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You got to stretch it out nicely, which you need to have a lot of flour to do that, so that it doesn't stick everywhere. And then, what would you say, like how, what are those things called? What? Oh, well, of course. Yeah.
It's got to be room temperature.
It's got to be room temperature.
Shout out to Nikki Cash. Don't put it in the fridge. Don't put it anywhere.
That actually might be why I've been slacking a little bit.
Would you use cold dough?
Cold dough.
Oh.
That thing was not moving.
Oh.
That makes sense.
Yeah, you got
to
let it.
So room temperature dough.
Don't you need some kind of like plate to put it on? Like a certain kind of...
Yeah, what's that called? Like a tray?
Well, I mean, some people have like a pizza stone.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is.
But you can also put it on what? What's it called? It's just like a screen. Yeah. You could also just get like a pizza screen. It's like a little metal screen that you like put it on and put it in the oven.
So what's the temperature and the time? The technique is obviously,
I'd say, hot.
Hard to learn.
Well, let's talk about the sauce. When does the sauce go on? Like you're making that.
You stretch out the pizza and you put it on your screen.
Right.
And if you're at like a pizzeria, you'd put like semolina down.
Yeah.
So it doesn't stick to the pizza peel. But if you're at home, you just flour it, put it on the screen, and then once you're all stretched out, then you put your sauce on.
Okay, so you don't wait till like the dough's cooked a little bit.
No,
you just throw it right on.
No, you throw it right on.
Okay.
You don't.
When does the cheese go on?
After the sauce.
Oh, so that's all. Because my nonna used to do this, and nonna's gonna kill me if she hears this. But I don't know if it was the dough. It's like the sauce is dried out. The cheese is like she put after the dough was cooked.
Maybe the oven wasn't hot enough.
Maybe, I don't know. And but like she would put the cheese after like 10 minutes that the sauce was on there, because.
I've never heard that.
I guess it just has to be hot.
That's why pizza wasn't... Don't kill me, Nana, but...
I'm sorry. But yeah, it was a weird technique. That's why I'm curious to how it's actually done.
What I'm more curious to ask is, if you're home and you don't have the access to the pizza sauce, what kind of tomatoes are... Do you use like fresh tomatoes?
San Marzano tomatoes.
Yeah, just like crush them up and...
Just crush them up with your hands.
Gotta be Caputo flour, right?
Yeah, gotta be
Caputo. I see that's always in your videos. Like, all right, that's how you know it's good pizza.
It's gotta be
Caputo flour.
Triple zero, right?
It has to be high heat.
Yeah, okay.
Like what?
Typically, what temperature
it's
in
there? Usually at least 650.
Oh my God.
It's a lot of house ovens.
No conventional ovens are not gonna do that. So wait, at home, what temperature then?
Like 500.
500?
Yeah, as hot as it goes. Yeah. You want it hot.
Turn it up, baby. Turn it up.
You'll dry
there
it
goes
out.
Sabino's beard.
Lose piece by piece over here.
So 500 degrees, sauce, cheese at the same time as the dough.
Sauce, cheese at the same time, everything.
How long in there?
Until it's done.
So you just eyeball it?
You can't walk away.
Yeah, you stare at the pizza. You
stare at the pizza.
Okay.
You can't walk away from
it. Yeah, is that how you cook? You just like stare at the...
Yeah,
all right. Yeah.
We got very intimidating.
Yeah, you gotta turn it a couple times. Yeah. So.
You ever see that meme that's like me waiting for the food to cook in the oven? It's like me looking at it like this when you're starving. What are some of the foods that you really enjoy making besides
pizza? I love making pizza. Honestly, I just love cooking anything. Like, you know what's like one of my favorite things to cook? I've never did this on video though. But stuffed artichokes.
Oh yeah. That would go viral instantly. I've seen those videos all the time. Yeah. That's a big Sicilian thing, right?
This might be controversial. Overrated.
No, then you've never had a good stuffed
you
tacos.
You got no food. It's just like...
Yeah. Like, yeah. Breadcrumbs in there.
Leave by... It's like...
I know what he's doing. Zoom in, zoom in. Yeah. I'll never forget. This is embarrassing. Here? 4 years ago, I had stuffed artichoke for the first time. I was eating the stem.
Yeah.
I was like...
Why'd you eat the leaf? I think you said this on a podcast.
Did I? But anyways, I was eating. I was like, oh, this is good. This is good. Like, because it was at my in-laws' house. And they're like, oh, how is the artichoke? Oh, this is great. Yeah, it's good. It's good. And I didn't realize I was not supposed to chew it. It's I don't like doing it the... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan because I like meat on the bone. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're not getting a lot of bang for your buck sure, there. Yeah.
I think that if you have a really good stuffed artichoke, it's like...
Life-changing?
Life-changing, yeah. But you know, the best part is when you finish all the leaves and then you get to the middle and you get past that, like, what's it called? The choke, like the... Yeah. And then you get
the
to the... Yeah, and then you get the heart of it.
Yeah.
And then you got to save some, like, the breadcrumb from, like, the leaves.
Yeah, but that's the softest part, right?
Yeah.
Now you could just devour. You don't have to...
Yeah, but the important thing is that you got to save some of, like, the... You got to, like, put some of the breadcrumbs off to the side.
So you got to plan the... Saving the breadcrumbs ahead of time.
The finish line. The finish line.
Sounds like a lot of work, Frey.
Yeah. No, it's worth it. Yeah? And then you take the choke off, and then you have your heart, and then you put the breadcrumbs and the cheese and the stuffing and stuff on top of the heart, and you just eat it like that. It's so good.
Yeah. I mean, it is good, but it's just a lot of work, you know?
Sounds like an opposite stuffed mushroom.
It's like a vegan
stuffed mushrooms are great.
I love a good stuffed mushroom. My grandma makes the best stuffed mushrooms.
Yeah, those are so good. I could eat, like, 15 of those, no problem.
That's like a Thanksgiving.
Baked clams, season. Big on that. You make like fried calamari? You ever do that? Appetizers?
I've never made fried calamari, but I get it at the restaurant a lot.
That's got to be like nice and hot to enjoy. Mm. You can't really order calamari out, I feel.
Mm. Let's talk about like how everyone around you is responding to your social media success.
Yeah, what's that like?
Like the people in like my immediate circle.
Yeah, your immediate circle that... Know you since before, you know, you had this crazy following and...
They just think it's funny, you know, it's hasn't really changed much. They, you know, I'm just pizza girl now, but...
Do people recognize you and say you're the pizza girl and stuff like that?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. I've gotten a few pictures and...
Is that weird to you or...?
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely weird because, I mean, I've always cooked and I've always, like, made pizzas. The only difference is that now I'm filming it. Yeah. But, yeah, it is. That's definitely like weird because it's like you don't think it's real. It's just like a number, yeah, and then when people actually recognize you, you're like, oh my gosh! Like,
yeah, you're onto something. You're onto something.
People are actually seeing my videos.
Yeah, you know? I mean, a lot of people too. It's not, but you're doing amazing work.
I mean, the numbers are real. You know,
numbers don't lie. You know what I mean?
If you have a million views on something, it's a million people or whatever. Like, it's a lot of people that have seen it.
Anybody like been hating on you since? Like, anybody change on you? That's always my favorite question to ask because. The people on the way up are
No, you definitely, like, you know, you lose some.
Yeah, for sure, right? A lot of envious people out there. Yeah. I mean, you don't seem to have that problem.
The real ones stick around.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. That is funny, though, because if I had a friend that just became viral out of nowhere, and not that this is out of nowhere, you've been doing this for a little while. Yeah. It's just these videos have been, like, picking up steam so much. I'd be like, oh, what the hell is this guy doing? But I would try and find a way to, like, you know, be supportive.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's important to always do that. Mm-hmm. So,
I'd be happy for...
Your friends and your family.
Friends. Yeah, absolutely.
How's the family taking it?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Supportive?
Yeah, everyone's supportive. Yeah, everyone loves it. It's great, you know?
Yeah.
Just cooking, like, Italian food.
So. Yeah. Do they see, like, anything special in what you're doing? Like, because I was speaking to you before. I'm like, yeah, I just make pizza. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I mean, pizza and Italian food. And,
you know. Yeah.
But I think there's a little more creativity. Like, that goes into that. Like, absolutely, it's not just cooking. Like, it's also
creativity,
like,
editing. Like, yeah, there is time that goes into it.
It's more time editing than it is actually.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's true.
So true. That's probably one of the worst parts about it all.
Where do you see this going? What's the ultimate goal?
Ultimate goal?
It's super early to even ask this question. Yeah. But where do you see yourself in 5 years from this?
5 years. Hopefully.
That's such like a...
Interview question, yeah.
Like, I just Googled interview question.
Yeah, that's the number one they give you. Yeah. But I am curious to where you want it to go, though.
Well, I definitely want to make it known that cooking doesn't have to be so hard, you know? That it doesn't have to, you know, you can, there's so many simple recipes out there that, you know, young people or people that don't think they know how to cook can cook. You just have to follow a recipe, you know? Mm-hmm. So I want to put that out there, like, you know, more recipes, more just... maybe like a little like cooking show, like, you know.
I could definitely see you doing that for sure.
Like, you have a great personality too.
I can see easily like a you featured on a cooking show. I could see you on like a reality TV show. You know, your energy is very contagious. So keep doing what you're doing. Yeah. So happy for your success. Thank you for being here, you and Dad.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Appreciate you guys making the drive out.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll do this again. You know, you're not too big by then. You know?
Yeah, no. Let me back.
Remember the little people.
Yeah. But thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Take care, guys.